We'll be right back. Good evening, this is DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM, brought to you by Nigel and Steph. This was your monthly dose of goth industrial electronic alternative, that kind of thing.
And now it's anymore.
No, now it's your bi-weekly, once every fortnight, goth industrial electronic EBM alternative music show, bringing you the latest information about releases and gigs and clubs and all that kind of stuff in the goth industrial electronic world of things. Now we're on every other Thursday. If you don't hear us one Thursday night, then just tune in the next week and you'll be able to find us. We opened the show there with Seabound, with Contact off their Beyond Flatline album, and we're going to continue with some more electronic-y, noisy stuff. Kind of some Curve coming up here. heard that. Right, this is a bit of a surprising one. This track came to me out of an unusual route. Just one of my mates turned up with it one day and said, this is what me and our lass have been doing, basically. And it's Sam and Rich who have been putting this together. And it's just a tune they've done. It's called All of This, and they haven't actually got a name for their band yet. I don't know what they're going to do next, or, you know, if they're going to progress any, but if we ever get any more stuff by them, we'll definitely keep playing it to you, because, to be honest, me and Steph have just
really
been sat
very,
here
very good,
going,
actually. Very good.
This is really good for a band who haven't decided on a name yet. So, yeah, we're stunned by that, basically. And before that, you heard Curve with Something Familiar off Come Clean, a class album from a few years ago now.
It's about 10 years old, that track, as well.
I thought that album was only about 94, 95. We'll check the lineup and we'll tell you in the next gap.
That would
94, 95 would be about 10 years ago. No, for some reason I thought it was later than that. We will check the liner notes and see when that album came out, and we'll tell you in the next gap. Along with, in our next gap, we're going to tell you about the upcoming gigs in the area that we've been looking for, and stuff like that. We'll have loads more gubbins and nattering coming up later in the show. But we're going to continue with a bit more electronic music. Here's some Apoptygma Berserk. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard that Assemblage 23 with I Am the Rain off a couple of albums ago, Failure, one of his best albums in a long time. I'm very impressed by Mr. Assemblage 23. And before that, we had a very old track, even older track, from Apoptygma Berserk, called Nonstop Violence. From ages and ages ago, but it's all good tunage, so we keep playing it to you. And in the last break, we were just chatting about the Curve album when it got released. I just had a look at the back of the liner, and it did say 1997. I think it came out in 1997 or 1998, probably the end of 97. So, Steph was assuming a little too early, and I was assuming a little too new. So, yes, it's about 7 or 8 years old, but still good stuff. We're playing all this like old classic stuff, even though it sounds so fresh. Anyway, I promised you that we would round up the upcoming gigs in the area. Okay, coming up, unfortunately this is looking a little bit Leeds based. I do try and round up the gigs in all of West Yorkshire. However, when I can't find any, I can't find any. So, the first gig I've got listed...
What can you do?
What can you do? If no one can tell me about the gigs, I can't make them up. Saturday the 15th of January, Rhombus are playing the Cardigan Arms at Kirkstall Road in Leeds. That's £4 on the door, £3 with an NUS card or a flyer. I don't know where the flyers are. They're probably scattered around venues all around West Yorkshire. Doors about 8 p.m. ish. More information at www.rhombus-rock.com. And the chaps are getting around again, because the following week, on Saturday the 22nd of January, the Rhombus are playing the Lockwood on Woodhead Road in Huddersfield. Now that's a free gig. That's fantastic, isn't it? Presumably more information again on rhombus-rock.com. But yeah, if you can't quite afford the £4 of Kirkstall Road, or if Huddersfield's easier to get to, then you've got such a choice. And following that, on Sunday the 23rd, we have Ghost of Lamora. Now they're playing Black Sheep at the Basement in Leeds, the good old Sunday night goth night in Leeds. So normally I couldn't find a price for that, but I think that's to be confirmed, but the gigs there are normally no more than £3 or £4. Probably more information will appear later on at www.sheepish.net/live. That's where all the details for them gigs come from. And the gig roundup is shorter, mainly because we're covering you for only the next couple of weeks, not the next month now. So we're going to carry on with some music, because our show's a bit shorter. We're going to go again with some old stuff here. We've been way heavy in the old stuff, but a bit more classic rock, classic goth. We're going for some Bauhaus here.
Little boxes were safe and sound. They were not there. say it's the same song. Spirit in the same sky. Say it's the same star. Streaming in the same night. Tell me it's the same world. Blowing through the same space. Tell me it's the same time. Streaming through the same day. Change. Yeah, I say it's the same room.
You are listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. You heard there The Cure with Labyrinth off their latest album. I think that album's only about 6 months old, and it's fantastic stuff, and it doesn't sound out of place at all with all the old stuff we've been playing tonight. It does sound like The Cure are back to their glory days of just sounding fantastic like they did. And before that, we played you a very old track by Bauhaus, Passion of Lovers. Oh, classic stuff from them, lots of proper shouty old goth with lots of guitars. Great stuff, we love it. Okay, right, we promised in the last link that we were going to round up the club nights in the area. Again, similar to the gigs that we went through, it's meant to be quite West Yorkshire based. However, the only nights I could really find were details of Leeds based ones. So again, apologies for the Leeds bias. I did look up for the classic Bradford night at the 1 in 12, and apparently they've taken a break for January, basically. Their normal night was on the first Saturday of the month, and unfortunately that was bank holiday, and they just weren't going to run one. I don't think anyone would have been in a fit state on January the 1st to either go out or participate in actually running the night. So yeah, they're having a month off. So here's the lead space nights. Right, on Friday the 7th, this Friday, we have the Friday Flock at the Basement in Leeds. At the Basement in Leeds? Why have I written that down? I'm just reading off a cue card I've got here, and it's not at the Basement in Leeds. I should know that. I end up there quite often. The Friday Flock is at Phono's in Leeds. Admittedly, the venues are next to each other, so you wouldn't have gone far wrong. Friday Flock, the Basement in Leeds at the Merrion Centre. I've said it again. Phono's. In the Merrion Centre. £2 in before 10. It's kind of rock, rock, goth of all kinds, old and new, very request friendly DJs. And more information can be found at www.fridayflock.net. And following that on Sunday, we have Black Sheep at Phono's. Again, that's the a weekly Sunday goth night in Leeds. That's there every week, and it's a fantastic little night. Much quieter to do, but not bad for chilling out on a Sunday evening. Similar request friendly DJs, and all shades of goth again. Lots of fun. And the only other main night going on in the next few weeks is Saturday the 15th January is the Wendy House, the huge night at Leeds Uni Escape Bar. £4 on the door, goth of all kinds. You've got the main room that's kind of 80s cheese and alternative, and upstairs, which is the mutate room, which is kind of hard dance, industrial noise, you know, the kind of stuff. Anyway, I think I've rambled on a bit too much. I'm getting looks from Steph about kind of just play some music. I think he's quite excited because we've got some really noisy old stuff coming up here. We've got some Ministry for you.
Hey!
Rotterdam with Social Distortion, and before that you heard Ministry with World. We're running out of time, it's all caught up on us, so I just quickly wanted to mention a website called www.artistssupportasia.org. Now this is a collection of independent electronic musicians who are putting together a series of CDs which they're going to sell and send the profits to the Asian disaster funds. I'm not going to spend too much time on the subject because you'll have heard far too much about it already. If you're interested in getting in hold of some down-tempo electronic music and also helping out the Asian situation, go to www.artistsupportasia.org. Right, as we're running short on time, got Steph wanting to say something.
May I just say this, but I've actually been to that part of the world and even before this, that area was poor, so
your money will go to a decent place, and these people do need all the help they can get. Right, going to quickly carry on with the music. What have we got lined up next then, Steph? Is it KMFDM?
Yeah, with Superhero.
This has been DAC Simulation on BCB 96.7 FM. That was KMFDM with Supera. And we'd just like to say thank you for listening. That's us, but we'll be back again in 2 weeks' time. We're on every fortnight now.
Yeah, so anyway, hope you've all enjoyed the show and enjoyed the last song, which is XPQ21 with
Dancing Queen.
That's it.